to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Today, Bob Baker, professor of bioethics at Union Graduate College, discusses why pharmaceutical companies should have ethics committees.
Given the recent spate of drug company scandals, patients need more protection. One way to ensure this is to create a pharmaceutical ethics council, an institutional conscience for the industry. Pharmacists belong to an honorable profession. The American Pharmaceutical Association oath commits pharmacists to serve the welfare of humanity, to make relief of suffering their primary concern, and to apply their knowledge, experience, and skills to assuring optimal outcomes for their patients. Do for-profit international pharmaceutical corporations also have a conscience? GlaxoSmithKline's deliberate suppression of heart attack risk data in the case of the diabetes drug Avandia demonstrates that they don't. They have an unconscionable willingness to risk patients' lives in pursuit of profits. Since companies seem to have lost their sense of moral commitment, they should create an institutional equivalent, an ethics council to consult about ethical issues such as suppressing data about risky drugs. If companies decline to create such a council, an ethics council, government should require them to do so. We can neither risk nor tolerate a conscienceless pharmaceutical industry.
That was Union Graduate College's Bob Baker. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.